Clubhouse.
Welcome to Interview with a Podcast, a Pod Clubhouse original. I'm Caroline from Daily Review.
And I'm Mike from Pop Culture Review. Each week on Interview with a Podcast, we sit down for a chat with a podcast or website and its creators.
Here at Pod Clubhouse, our main goal is to create a community of collaboration among podcasters and their friends.
If someone has something to say, has a passion for a topic, we want the Clubhouse to be a way for content creators to find their voice.
Through Interview with a Podcast, we'll be able to highlight a diverse array of podcasts from TV to music, movies to comedy.
Maybe it'll be a sports podcast one week, or a DIY home projects podcast. Hopefully we can help you discover the next must-listen-to true crime podcast.
Each episode gives you, the listener, a chance to meet and decide if their podcast is a fit for you.
That's right. We've got two goals here. With Interview with a Podcast, we hope to be a destination for listeners to get curated podcast recommendations. And for content creators, we hope to be an outlet to increase visibility and listenership. It's the rising tide lifts all boats approach to collaboration.
If there's a podcast you think we should feature on Interview with a Podcast, send us a DM and we'll see if we can set up an interview.
With that, I think it's time we get to this week's guest.
This is Caroline.
And this is Paul. This is Interview with a Podcast. And this week we are interviewing the Latinx Lens podcast with Kat and Rosa.
How are you, ladies?
Doing good. How are you?
We're doing good. Everyone hanging in there during Rona times.
I'm doing good. We're doing good. I'm literally burning up over here. But overall, good. Good, good, good.
Where are you at, Rosa, that you're burning up?
I'm in California. I'm right in the middle of those fires.
Oh, my goodness, Rosa.
So, yeah, I'm literally burning up.
Literally.
We're not joking.
Burning up.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, not that far away from the fires. So
like the orange sky, the whole bit?
Yeah, the orange, the gray, we can't even see the sky. It's all just full of smoke. Yeah, it's quite ugly out there.
Oh, God. Well, you stay very safe. We're all very lucky to have some podcasts out here to keep our attention from the world is going crazy in 2020. Good Lord. Tell us a little bit about y'all's podcast. What's the name of it? And who are your hosts on your show?
Yes. So, yeah, the name of our podcast is Latinx Lens or Latinx Lens. I'm Rosa. I'm one of the co-hosts and one of the co-founders of the podcast. And of course, with me, it is always, you know, my partner in crime, Kat. And our podcast is pretty much about shining a light and highlighting Latinx representation and contributions in the film industry, as well as television. And then we do a little bit of everything in the podcast. We review films. We talk about certain particular actors or actresses, filmmakers, and so on and so forth. Yeah, the idea came because I'm currently in film school working on my degree, and I was taking a race and gender course where we were going to be learning about Hispanics and Latinos representation in film industry. And to my surprise, there was only a page and a half of history, both in film and television, of Latinos and what we've done in history of film and TV. So it was there where the idea came to me that maybe I should do a podcast or something. So I posted out a tweet asking my followers if anyone would be interested in listening to me just blab and talk about and about talent and history of what we've done in the industry overall. It was overwhelmingly positive. Everybody was supportive. And Kat was the first one to reply to the tweet and tell me that she'd, if I ever needed a co-host or anybody to help me out, that she'd be more than willing to do so. And I could not be any luckier and more grateful that she was the first one to reply, because, man, she's just amazing.
I'm Mexican-American, grew up in the Rio Grande Valley. That's like South Texas. I feel like just by being that, like everything I do, whether I write reviews or talk about entertainment, like it's coming from that point of view. So I never felt like I had to talk about it explicitly. But then everything that's been going on, I just really wanted to kind of get in touch with that side, I guess. And when Rosa posted that tweet, I think it would just hit all those things like I had been thinking about already, and I didn't know where to do it. And so it's been a real treat, because like that whole, like those instances, like I was like, do we not have anything? And then as we've been doing this podcast, like there is an array of actors, directors, filmmakers, everything. And so it's just that they're not being talked about as much. So it's not that they're not out there. So
why do you guys think that is? Why do you think that this particular group has been just so not necessarily underrepresented? Like you said, there are absolutely great people doing great work. Why aren't we recognizing this group for their great work?
I think if I'm just going to give my quick 2 cents. I think it's a little bit of because when you talk about Latinos, the term itself, it's an umbrella term that incorporates so many different and diverse and rich demographics, from people from Mexico, Mexican Americans, Puerto Ricans, from the Caribbean, the Central Americans, and then you have South Americans. And I think when someone says, because I had several people ask me about this, when we talk about Latino in our representation, I get asked a lot, why, what's the big deal? Why are you so focused and so passionate about representation when Mexico has its own cinema and all these different countries have their own cinema? And I think that's perhaps one of the biggest misconceptions, that because all these countries have their own film industry, that perhaps we don't need our own representation here in Hollywood. In addition to that, I think it's also, and I'm going to call it like it is, I think a lot has to do with the way Hollywood has been built. Hollywood, it's predominantly dominated by white men, and that's the way they perceive us as the community, that way, and unfortunately film and television has a lot of persuasion on how society is going to be looking at us. So historically speaking, even if in any high school history class, our history is also missing. It's just not being told. So it's not only in film industry and television, it's pretty much in a lot of different areas. But I think it's because people just don't want to tell our true story. And also, there's so much out there. There's so much out there. And me, as a Chicana from East LA, your stereotypical portrayal or Chicana in any film, I think they only want to represent us in a certain way. And it's unfortunate that's been happening all along.
So considering that you have what you just described sounds like a lot to choose from, mm-hmm. how do you decide what to put in each week's podcast?
That's a really good question. Frankly, Kat and I, we just text each other back and forth. Poor Kat, she must get tired of me just texting her like every single day. But I think we just mainly, we just go first for us, especially being Mexican Americans. I think we wanted to highlight a little bit of that more. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, again, whatever little representation we've had is predominantly the Mexican American community. And so I think we just started with Edward James Olmos, who's one of the most iconic figures out there for us. And then from there, we went with Robert Rodriguez, with the filmmaker. And then I think we just randomly select people. And we're a little biased. We go with the people we that have been influential to us. But in that sense, for me, it's more of the people who I wanted, I guess in the back of my head, consciously speaking, I wanted to highlight these people, and I want people to know more about Edward James Olmos and Robert Rodriguez and Rita Moreno and all these people that have done so much for, that have contributed and have done so much and been very influential to us, that, yeah, I think that's how we selected first, just people who've been influential to us first.
Rosa, we have something in common. Your picture on Twitter is you and Edward James Olmos, and my Facebook banner is me with Edward James Olmos.
Paul's a big Battlestar Galactica fan, right?
Yeah. Got to meet him very briefly at ATX.
He was so cute.
Yes, he was a very nice man.
I went to that reunion. It was really cool to see him.
Yes,
he was
very
excited to be there.
He was awesome. So considering your topics, when you guys are coming up with what you're going to talk about that week, do you think about who you're hoping listens? Are you hoping to change minds? Are you hoping to educate? Who are you hoping to reach, basically?
I think first and foremost, at least for me, it's educating myself. and so I guess I go in that direction. Like when we decided, since like Edward James Olmos has such a big filmography in both television and film, it would just have been impossible. And we're not doing biographies. like through our lens and through their, what they've done, basically, like we decided to select like three or four things that they've done to watch. That way people can also watch that along with us. So it won't be so, I guess, hard to follow along. And through those like movies or TV, we examine like what like the representation was, you know, or if it's a filmmaker, like what it means and all that stuff. I would hope that the people who are listening just want to learn more about different movies maybe they haven't seen, because I assume that people have watched all the Edward James Olmos movies, but I hadn't watched two of the ones that we selected. So I was like, well, maybe there's a lot more of the, you know, of people who don't know about these movies either. And so maybe if they're just coming to kind of get a well-rounded, maybe add some more diverse things to their, to their watch list. And then also we kind of incorporate a bit of our own like upbringing, being like Mexican-American, like for me in Texas, and then Rosa being Mexican-American in East LA. It's very different, even though we're both Mexican-American essentially. And so we kind of throw in our personal, if we have personal connections to the movies or how we felt about them, the stories and all that. So I don't know if people are, I guess, curious about learning about that too. I don't know. What would you think, Rosa, of who our demographic is?
Overall, I think it gives the people a different perspective, so to speak. Because just like Catherine said, yeah, we're both Mexican-American. But even within us, even me from East LA, her from Texas, I'm a first generation Chicana. My parents are from Mexico. So that biculturalism and having the Mexican culture very predominant in my upbringing makes a difference. And it, of course, it shapes my perspective on how I watch films and how these films are representing me, so to speak. Again, it's just a little bit of everything. And hopefully, to me, I'm also here. I'm also at this to learn because film school won't teach me anything. So I have to go out there and kind of figure it out myself. I also want to reach out to as many moviegoers out there, too. So, just trying to hopefully we can reach out a lot of people.
What would you say is your most memorable moment from the podcast so far, or anything that stands out?
Did you guys have any big aha moments as you've been like sort of going through things, even comparing notes with each other? Like, you thought that, I thought that.
I think like for the Edward James Olmos one, like I said, I hadn't seen two of them, which one was Zoot Suit and one was American Me. And for Zoot Suit, I had no idea about the Zoot Suit riots. And like we were talking about the kind of like the lack of of knowledge in the, like the textbook, like, and I never learned about that in school. And that was like crazy because I come from a predominantly Latino community in the Rio Grande Valley. And so that kind of blew my mind. And also Rosa, it happened like, you know, in the 40s in East LA, and she also hadn't heard about that. And so we realized like it's going to be such a learning experience for both of us having those moments of like, yes, we're just talking about movies, highlighting these actors and filmmakers, but it feels like it's become so much more. And so that was a really nice moment. And that was our second episode. And so I was just like, wow, this is going to be a lot more than I thought it was, but like in such a better, like a good way that I hadn't expected.
And for me, I had two moments. One was on episode 7, when we were reviewing Song Without a Name, a Peruvian film. It had such an impact on me that even trying to review the film, I became overwhelmingly emotional. And I couldn't even continue reviewing the film because I just started crying right in the middle of the review. And I think the other one was The Tax Collector. That one kind of blew us away. We went off on a little tangent while reviewing the movie, and we both realized that we had already had these like preconceived notions about a movie and why films like this, for example, the Tax Collector, talking about LA gangs, why were we already coming with a negative perspective towards the film, but yet when we're going into, I don't know, a mob film, The Irishman, so to speak, that have kind of the same themes, same topics, yet that one's looked upon more as, it gets more critically acclaimed, and you look at these mobsters as heroes for some reason, but yet the LA gangs are looked on more negatively. So when we both realized that we were looking at these films with already biases and everything, it was quite mind-blowing to me.
A friend of mine counts American Me as one of her favorite movies because we had talked about TV over, you know, lunch or whatever, and I mentioned Battlestar and Edward James Olmos, and she's like, he's my favorite actor. And I'm like, from what? And she says, American Me. And then she described American Me, and it sounded like that was a much different role than I was used to seeing him in, you know, from like Selena's dad to that was a totally different kind of thing.
Yeah, we ended on Selena with that one, which was nice because it was just that movie. I don't know if I can watch it anytime soon because it was rough. Like, not rough, like it was bad. Like, the content was, it's crazy that she said that that's her favorite film. But that's interesting because it's definitely a rough watch. I would recommend people to watch it, but it's not going to be easy because it's dealing with some tough stuff. But
exactly. Sounded brutal.
Yeah, it's a rough, it's a tough watch. However, I had seen it at a younger age, and I think it worked perfectly for me. It did its purpose. I was able to stay out of gangs because of that film. So I think Edward James almost did what he was aiming to do.
Scared straight, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Wow. So a lot of our podcasts that we talk to, they say, oh gosh, please, for the love of God, don't listen to our first podcast because it's like so embarrassing and bad. So given that, do you guys have an episode that stands out that would be a great entry point for people if they really wanted to hear you for the first time with like all your mojo flowing?
I would say for me, just because it was the time that I think we both clicked, because I think after the first episode, we got a really warm reception and everyone, and then we got a little nervous and it was a little shaky the next few. Not that they're bad, but I just feel like we started becoming more comfortable with each other and feeling more confident in episode 4. And that's when we review Danny Trejo's new documentary and Mucho Mucho Amor and Viva Zapata. And so I feel like that was the one where, like, I remember after we recorded, we were like, wow, that just felt so good. I feel like that one is a good entry point. And then I was really proud of our Robert Rodriguez episode because I think that also just flowed into how we were feeling and then moving forward as well. So I think we got a good groove after like 4.
Now, if I was running your podcast, my dream guest, since you've already mentioned guys that I really respect, the next guy I'd want is Guillermo del Toro. But who would you pick to be your dream guest?
That was my pick, Guillermo del Toro. if I'm going to dream big, I'm going to go with one of the best. And man, exactly. Guillermo del Toro, yeah, that would be my pick.
How about you, Kat?
No, I think I would say if I wanted to interview someone, it would have to be Edward James Olmos.
Pick his brain, right?
Yeah, because I think I've listened to podcasts where he's been on, and it just seems like he's so full of information. And I would just love to hear him talk about all the roles he's done because they're so different. And I think he's managed to do, yes, he's done some, like, I guess, like the Latino roles or whatever, but I think he's also done so much more. And I would like to know how he kind of navigated that and just kind of, you know, stuck to his guns and did what he wanted to do.
Did you see his talk at the actors turned directors bit at ATX when he was there?
No, I didn't get to see that one.
They let him direct an episode of Miami Vice back in the day. He had no experience and really no support. And he basically broke every rule for directors at the time along the way in order to make his episode. And he wouldn't have done it any other way. It was a really remarkable talk because it was like, no one was helping me. So I just had to do everything. And it was great to hear him describe all the things that he went through and his solutions to get his episode made.
Yeah, it feels like some of those early ones, like he's just all the movies he's tried to make. Like, I think it's just an uphill battle. So I would love to hear some more about all of that. Also, I realized that the episode I said, it was supposed to be episode 5, not 4.
Oh, all right.
Good catch. So when you guys are thinking of the podcast and sort of like what's next for you guys, what are you thinking about? What are some goals you'd like to reach in your space?
We kind of wanted to get our set the groundwork first before we invited people on. But one of the goals for us is not only to have, you know, people listen to our lens, but, you know, get people on who can offer their lens on different films as well. Like, and so we want to have guests from, you know, all different backgrounds to either come on and talk about like newly released movies and TV, or maybe they have their own, you know, actor or filmmaker they want to discuss. So we want to incorporate that, like, down the road. I know that's one of our goals.
Yeah, we have a few, including having guests. And then I want the podcast and hopefully soon to come website as well to go with the podcast, just to be one of those podcasts that's not only for people to just listen to us and just hear us, but we also want to be supportive towards other podcasts and Latinx filmmakers, actors, and just everybody out there. Yeah, I think soon, in a few more days, it's September 15th. It's the first day of Hispanic Heritage Month, Hispanic Latino Heritage Month. So we have a few things planned for that month. And then, we'll see how it goes. We've just got so much, so much content. I think we were under, I was under the impression that there wasn't going to be a lot of content or a lot of people to talk about, because that page and a half on my textbook kind of misguided me, I guess. And then now that I've seen all the movies and all these actors, I'm like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, we have a long list, so it's like, which is exciting, but it's also a little overwhelming, but I think that's good.
It sounds like you both have an eye toward collaboration, which is something we at the Clubhouse really respect. That's the whole point of what we're doing.
Absolutely. Trying to get different points of view, because it's not fun to sit around and have the same person you're talking to all the time be like, yeah, same as you.
Total agreement.
You're like, shit. So I appreciate the idea of you guys, you know, really digging deep into that content and finding some things that you maybe agree, but maybe disagree about as well.
Yeah. And just like Rosa said at the top of the podcast, like there's so many different, Latino is an umbrella term, and there's so many perspectives. Like, we're just Mexican American. And yes, while we live in different, we grew up in different places and states, like it differs a little bit. But I would love to hear, you know, Puerto Rican point of view, you know, Colombian American or Colombian, and which I do get at home because my husband's Colombian. But like all these other rich cultures in the Latino community, and it would be so fun to like just how they grew up, because it might be, maybe it's like there's a base of like Latino-ness, but I want to know like more of specific things of how they grew up, and maybe through media of what they were watching and all that stuff would be really cool. And I can't wait to kind of dive into that with guests that come on.
Well, we have had the pleasure of having you guys over at the Clubhouse and do some of our Love It or Leave It's, and we certainly appreciate that and look forward to having you guys in the future to do more shows with us.
Yes, anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down.
Well, that's right. Well, Kat and I, we're working on The Boys right now, and I think just about as soon as we're done, Snowpiercer will probably come back. So we'll be back again, Kat and Paul.
Yes, I love chatting TV with Paul over on Pod Clubhouse.
You guys are so lucky that Snowpiercer's coming back so fast. Lucky.
No kidding.
Wow.
I know, and The Boys will have a season 3 next year.
Hooray. You guys mentioned that you have a website probably coming online soon. Do you have any other projects that you want to plug or let people know where they can find you on social media?
Yeah, well, I'm going to plug Brossa, because right now she got into the Toronto International Film Festival. So she is covering that right now on a few different sites. And so I just want to push people to go and see all her comments on the movies that she's watching over there and support her.
Yeah, it's an overwhelming experience and time at the moment. But yes, I'm very lucky to be covering TIFF. And yeah, I'm just on Twitter. I'm just giving my initial thoughts on the movies that I've been watching. And then in a few days or so, I'll be publishing my reviews on that. And yeah, and I'll be also reviewing it for Shuffle Online, a couple of films too. So yeah, just make sure you're following Shuffle Online, of course, Latinx Lens, on every social media platform. And then, majority of TIFF, I'm going to be covering it for In Their Own League, which is also on Twitter at Their League.
That's all virtual this year?
Yeah, all virtual, and it's tough because every day they release films and we only have 2 days to watch them. So, and they release like 10, 15 films per day. So I'm like, ugh.
Oh my goodness.
You have to be quite selective on what to watch. But yeah, I'm trying to get through it.
Well, are there any other places that we can find you on social media generally?
Me? Yes. I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Rosa's Reviews.
And then I'm editor-in-chief over at shuffleonline.net. And so we're doing, I guess upcoming is our Halloween content and just a bunch of reviews, music reviews, all that stuff. And then we're also, Shuffle the Podcast is starting a book club, so watch out for that. You can follow Shuffle Online at Twitter and Instagram at Shuffle Online, and then you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Things Cat Loves.
Well, we both, Caroline and I, and our partner Mike, would like to thank you guys for joining us today on Interview with a Podcast. Again, that was the Latinx Lens podcast.
You ladies are always welcome in the pod clubhouse, and we are so excited to have you come back soon.
Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast. 5 stars, everyone. 5 total stars.
Thank you guys so much. We certainly appreciate having you today and talking to you guys in the future.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.